The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
And here we go.
Shalom.
Bonjour.
And welcome to the
Das Bedanya
episode
of what?
The Dave and Hahn Show.
Dave and Hahn Show. Is Das Bedanya a greeting in Russian? Russia?
Russian, yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a greeting, but I think it is Russian.
Have we started?
I hope so. Episode 24.
24. This is like a case of beer.
It's like the Jack Bauer Power Hour. This is where you get the power.
What else is 24?
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Any other bibs?
Wow. You're talking about Bibble Babble?
Yeah, that's exactly what
I'm actually, saying. So how long have we been on iTunes now? In terms of weeks, like
a couple weeks, three weeks.
And how much should we do? Viewer mail or reader mail first?
Yeah. So a caller from Indiana.
We have no. How many emails have you received?
I've received a few.
Okay.
Give or take a few.
So how many in total?
Just not many.
Can you put a number on it?
It's anywhere between zero and some.
Okay, so like, was it more or less? Is it more or less than three?
It could be. It's in the ballpark of three.
I personally have received no emails.
Well, ouch! That's painful.
Yeah. Have you received more, the same, or less than me?
I've received an uncertain number.
No, answer that question.
I've received none.
None. Nine?
Zero.
Okay. So we both have received no emails. But as I've said off the record, like, nobody knows about this podcast yet, right?
It is incognito.
We snuck in the middle of the night, slipped it in without disturbing the sheets. And,
sneaky.
So we're not going to get any emails, obviously, if nobody's listening.
No mails, no messages, no SMSs.
Okay, let's let everyone know that we're now using Audacity. We have the audacity to use Audacity to record. How come? Am I L?
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Okay, see. We're recording in Audacity now. Goodbye, GarageBand. Thanks for everything that you did. We're just giving this one a whirl. Apparently, it's better.
Better podcasts.
The Hahn had a few drinks. Just a few. Don't get mad, you know who. Because it is Monday night, and it's not really a drinking night.
Is it?
Should we start over?
Yes.
Should we call this podcast the We Never Start Over podcast?
We're never start over.
Wow.
Sorry.
This is what happens.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, so that's enough bibble babble. We've wasted
more than
3 hours and 35 minutes. That can't be right. 3 minutes and 35 seconds.
Perfect.
And let's start right away with my shittiest explicit. Let's just get to my shittiest shit out of the way, okay?
Yes.
And we're going to start with celebrity quote.
Celebrity quote.
And I've changed it up this episode.
They're not celebrities. They're not quotes.
Instead of giving you one quote and three celebrities, and you have to guess.
You're going to give me three quotes by one celebrity.
No, that's a good idea, actually. No, what I've done. Is there a fly that just went by?
Yeah.
It's kind of like fakey five. It's like fakey celebrity three. So I'm giving you three people, each with their own quote. And one of them I either made up or took from someone else.
What?
Who may...
Okay, so you're going to tell me three people. You're going to give me the people?
Here's the first one. Meg Ryan...
Yes.
May or may not have said... people say that chivalry is dead. I don't think that it's dead. I think it's just got the flu.
So, what, I have to say true or false now?
No, I'm going to say all three of them. You tell
and
me
then which one is false or which one is true?
Yeah, which one? No, two are true, one's false.
Okay.
Meg Ryan, also remember. Meg Ryan saying, people say that chivalry is dead. Can you kill that bug, please? That's not part of the quote. I don't think that it's dead. I think it's just got the flu. Or did Harrison Ford say, or not say...
So these actors have nothing to do with each other. You just picked three out of IMDb.
You never know when your time is up, nor would you want to. I like surprises.
I'm pretty sure he said it.
Or number three, Roger Moore saying, food has always been a passion of mine. See the waistline for proof.
I'm going to say that's the fake. Right now.
It's not the fake. We can't trademark our own. We can't steal from our own segment. It's not fakey celebrity quote.
Oh,
so that's the misquote?
That's the misquote.
Wrong. It was Harrison Ford's. I completely made it up. You never know when your time is up, nor would you want to. I like surprises. Best new format of segment ever.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Wow. That was not fun.
Because...
What?
I don't know.
He may
what
have
the
said
fun
that?
Of that. Yeah,
it's not fun. It was never fun. I just made it worse, right? 100% I made it worse. Yes.
I just feel like... Okay.
I made it worse, for sure.
Well, I guess my original beef was that celebrity quotes, like, anyone could say these things. There's no guarantee that they didn't say or have these kind of sentiments.
I actually have complete lifetime audio recordings of all three of these people.
Most of these quotes are really bland and, you know, anyone could say them. I just feel they're just like...
Sore loser alert. And now let's hit Dangerous Wager out of the way, then we can really start the podcast, okay?
Okay.
This Dangerous Wager is based on the book How to Date White Woman, A Practical Guide for Asian Men.
White women?
Yes.
You said white woman.
Oh. That's because the title is How to Date a White Woman.
Okay.
I made a speako. Should we start over? How to Date a White Woman, A Practical Guide for Asian Men.
Is the woman the author of the book?
No, it's an Asian man. It's written by an Asian for an Asian.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we're doing the...
These are tips, I assume?
No. No, I don't know what the book is, but that's the title of the book. I assume it's a guide. It gives you tips, tricks.
All right, this is Dangerous Wager, not Fakey 5.
Yeah. So here's what you got to do. I need three pieces of information about this book, okay? The author's name, the number of pages, and the publication date. Now, there's some leeway here, okay? For the author's name, you need to see the minimum you need is the last name and the first initial. The number of pages has to be within 15 pages, and the publication date within 1 month. So give me all three, and I'll tell you if you've won $1 million.
Okay.
For our new listeners, this is a dangerous wager that I'm risking my whole life on, where if Han guesses correctly, I have to give him $1 million.
And yeah.
Okay. And if he doesn't get it correctly, I.
It's especially
I live another week.
Yeah. Some of them are actually conceivable I could get, but yeah.
Well, first of all, I'm surprised you don't have this book. Like dangerous thing of all.
Maybe I wrote it.
I put like the publication date just in case you own the book. Okay.
Now I want that book.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Okay. Author's name, go.
Darren Chong.
Okay. Number of pages.
376.
And publication day and like, month and year.
Month and year.
Yeah.
January 2009.
Okay. You did not win $1 million.
Did I get anything close?
No.
Why don't you just tell us?
Well, the name almost sounded kind of like the same. It was written by Adam Kwan.
Okay.
Would you say Tommy Chong?
Darren Chong.
Darren Chong. You got the syllables right.
Yeah, well...
It's 200 pages, not 300 and whatever you said.
200 pages?
Well, maybe you can't date an Asian, I mean a white woman. Well, we know you can't date an Asian woman. And it was published in November 2002. And so ends the shitty part of our podcast. Those of you who were trying to skip through it can now return to the room.
Welcome
to the real fun part of the Dave and Han Show. I'm your host, Dave.
And I'm your other host, Han.
And together we are the hosts.
Dave and Han.
See, the joke there was you were going to think we were going to say our names, and then I just did...
Understood.
Wow. Are we allowed to be on iTunes?
Okay, so Dave, let's do our fakies.
Why not?
Yeah, I'll do my fakies since I haven't been talking much. I have to apologize because I have like a bit of a stuffed nose. Should I apologize? No, screw you. Okay, my fakie five so you know how there's this, what do they call it, the Arab Spring, and there's all these protests happening over in Egypt. And
Egypt, yes.
Yes. So my fakie five is, these are kind of trivia, geographical or other trivia about Egypt in general. So
okay.
It's educational. I like to make things thoughtful. So you have to tell me these five facts. Which is,
I have to tell you the five facts?
Yes. Number one, the land area of Egypt is 1 million square kilometers. Now, if that makes you upset, I will tell you that Canada is about 10 million square kilometers.
It doesn't make me upset. You should have asked me first.
Well, number two, Cairo is the capital of Egypt. Number three, Israel sits to the east, Sudan to the south, and Libya to the west.
Whoa. Say that again.
Israel to the east, Sudan to the south, Libya to the west. These are the three countries sitting around Egypt. Number four, cricket is the national sport. And number five, in 2008, over 90% of the women aged 15 to 49 had been subjected to genital mutilation. Some form
90%?
Of... 90%? Yeah.
And the fakie...
The fakie is one of those five.
No, but did you just make it up, or, as usual, steal it from Iran?
I do enjoy stealing from my Iran, but...
No, so you're not going to answer this where the fakie came from, or...?
The fakie is...
I think this is a fair question to ask.
It would give it away if I said... if I.
No, did you make it up or not? Or you just took it for something else?
Let's say I made it up. But obviously all these things could be true. It's not like...
Oh, so then we don't even know, like...
Well, no, I know which one is false.
Oh, so you've taken a real fact and adjusted it.
Or totally
changed
it.
Like that whole male-female disaster from last week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this one is obviously... It's not going to be like, oh, it's point
one. So then, like, for example, the three neighboring countries could definitely be a fakie because you changed...
If it's that one, I'll definitely change at least two of them.
Two of them.
It's not going to be like, it wasn't Sudan.
Okay, so what are they again?
Which one?
Okay, there's 90% female mutilation within a certain age range.
Right, 15 to 49. Cricket, national sport. Number three was Israel to the east, Sudan to the south, Libya to the west. Cairo is the capital, and number one was
Cairo's the capital is a fake.
You think that's the fake?
Yeah.
What? You think that's the fake?
Yes.
No! Cairo's totally the capital of Egypt. It's all in the news. All they talk about is Cairo.
They don't say the capital, Cairo.
Well, okay. That's true.
Wow.
That's where all the protests are happening. That's where the president is.
I wouldn't think that you would give such an obvious fact as a real fact, then.
I know. I thought it was a gimme.
But I said the opposite, though.
Sometimes you complain that they're like, I don't know, they're too hard, so.
What was the correct one?
The false one was cricket. It's not cricket. It's soccer or football, whatever you
cricket is a poor man's soccer. Or a rich man's soccer.
Spocker?
Okay, I guess we should get to
the one that was surprising to me was the 90% of women are generally... That was the one that's like, what? But apparently Egypt is like... A lot of countries around there have modernized, and they frown upon genital mutilation. And Egypt, in theory, has a lot of laws against it, but it's still widely practiced.
It's the place to go if you want to get female mutilated.
Yep. Do you have something to...
Here's a less protesty one for you.
Mine's not protesty. It's all about geography.
And there's no mutilations here.
Well,
except for your record in Vicky 5 on the line. I looked at the top U.S. magazines by circulation, the list from Wikipedia, and I have five here. Four of them are among the top 10, and the fifth one is not in the top 10.
So these are just magazines straight
by
up.
Circulation.
Okay.
So the highest, the most number of subscribers, reported subscribers, I guess.
In what year?
A recent year, because...
You didn't look it up?
It could be the current year, I have no idea.
I think it makes a difference.
Do you want me to look it up and see what
the
year is?
Okay, no, just go.
Okay.
I'll try to...
Number one, Sports Illustrated.
Illustrated? Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay. Number two, Game Informer.
Game Informer?
Number three, Reader's Digest.
Okay.
You've heard of that one before, right?
But I thought that Reader's Digest had recently...
gone online?
I heard that they started to disappear. But anyway, go on ahead.
Well, it's now I have to look it up.
Well, no, keep going.
Number four, AARP, the magazine.
What does AARP stand for?
AARP is some sort of retirement old people club.
American...
Retirement...
Okay, next.
People. And number five, Family Circle.
Which is... I think that's a religious one.
I think it's more of a knitting and baking one. Family okay. Circle is a religious cartoon, or a god-based...
Family Circus.
Oh, yeah, circus. I think Circle is like knitting and baking.
Okay, let's not say that one. So what's the other four?
He's not saying that one. Someone's got it in the bag. Sports Illustrated, Game Informer, Reader's Digest, AARP, the magazine, and Family Circle.
Oh, God. See, this is the thing. I thought Reader's Digest is not in there for sure.
Hmm.
But if this is old enough, this listing... Which I don't know what would be.
Okay, the year...
Unless it's just a Game Informer. I really don't know.
No. That's the one that was so surprising to me.
Yeah.
It was Sports Illustrated.
Oh.
Which, I didn't cheat, but it's number 11.
Oh.
I literally cannot believe Game Informer was higher subscription than Sports Illustrated.
How is that possible?
They have the actual numbers of subscriptions on the... It was Wikipedia top magazine subscriptions, whatever.
If they are all within... a couple percent of each other, I'm going to be upset.
They're not.
Okay.
Like, the top ones have, like, 100 millions, and then the tens have, like, 30 million. So, like, one-tenth. Can't be that much.
Anyway, I thought that Reader's Digest...
can't be 100 million. There's, like...
Which I used to read, actually, a lot, but I thought they were bought out, and then they filed for bankruptcy, or...
Yeah, I keep thinking that. I know for sure there's Reader's Digest currently out there right now. I've been to the dentist.
Okay, well... Very good.
And
David,
we're done?
You got me.
No, we have... well, since I'm talking, let's just do my favorite segment, new segment.
Hate, time to hate?
A time to joke.
A time to joke, yes. I do like time to jokes.
And we didn't even sing Fakey Five. Like, we're...
Yeah, well...
Fakey Five is over for this segment. Wow, this is literally our worst... this is for sure our worst podcast.
No, it's not. It's not yet. Not yet.
Bottom three? Not yet. How could it, like... how could we do more and then it becomes...
That's exactly what happens.
Hon, there was a man who entered a local paper's pun contest.
Whew.
He sent in 10 different puns in the hope that it would win at least one of the puns would win. Okay?
Good bet.
Unfortunately, no pun intended. A pun about puns.
A pun about puns. So,
good night, what?
Did you look it up, like, specifically a pun joke?
Or no, I just looked at, like, best jokes, and there was... Google did best
and
jokes
2013. And then when you failed that, you...
Oh, my God. The rest were so bad. Wow. I should have recorded some of the horrible ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather...
What?
For 1 year, drive a streetcar or a taxi.
Oh my god. My would you rather is also for 1 year.
Well?
And it's also like yours. It's no, there's no death, dismemberment, AIDS.
Well, then you could get shot.
Oh. I guess in mine you can get shot too.
There could be AIDS.
You play your cards.
If you just play your cards.
Yeah. I'm not going to play cards. Okay, say them again. Drive a taxi.
Or a streetcar. Be a streetcar driver or a taxi driver for a year. And I'm talking about Toronto, obviously.
I would 100% say streetcar.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I have, like, road rage traffic problems. Streetcar kind of have their own dedicated lanes, which I would like. Not always, but...
But a taxi is like an adventure, and you get to meet interesting people, and...
Nope. I'm going streetcar.
Nice. You zagged when I totally thought you were going to zig.
There you go, bitch. I have a would-you-rather.
Alrighty.
Han.
Yes, Dave.
Should we sing the... why are we not singing the...
Would you rather...
Han, would you rather be Prime Minister of Canada for 1 year?
Prime Minister of Canada, all right. Wait, do I have to be Stephen Harper, or am I... It's just Han Hong's Prime
you're
Minister.
You're Han Hong's, that's okay. Right, sir. Or the CEO of Apple for 1 year, but your salary is the same as the... You get the same salary on either job.
I would be Prime Minister.
Okay.
I guess the other question is, like, am I the head of the Conservative Party or the party of my choosing?
You're the Han Party.
The Han Party. All right. Well, the Prime Minister. Because here's the thing. CEO of Apple or whatever position, president, that would be fun and super nerdy, and I guess it would lead to, like, me being getting to be super creative or whatever. But... Actually being president, Prime Minister of Canada.
Should we explain to our American listeners that the Prime Minister...
Well, there's a lot of ministers, and then Prime Minister, and then... What? I don't know where I was going with that.
Stop.
Secondary Minister?
No, it's the same as President in your
exactly.
Little country there.
The Prime Minister, yeah, he's the head honcho, and as Prime Minister, I feel like... Yeah, I would love to be Prime Minister in a way.
Hold on, and one thing. If you are Prime Minister, I can move from Canada. Just want you to know that.
You don't have to be... You don't have to be one of my subjects. One of Canada's subjects.
So you're picking Prime Minister, and I'm driving streetcars.
Nice. Those are fun would-you-rathers.
Yeah, no one died.
No one has to
all
have
of our limbs are intact.
I know, I don't lose... I don't have to switch
all
over
of our
penis.
Testicles are there.
Yeah.
And there's no spikes anywhere.
Yep.
We should just end with that. Like, this is... Well, let's not. Let's keep going.
Dave.
Wow, we're only at 22 minutes. This is like...
Are you psychic?
Well, why don't we test?
Yeah.
I think so.
Why don't we find out?
I can turn off smell. Why wouldn't I be able to turn on psychic?
Yeah. It usually follows. If you have one power, you might have another one.
Yeah.
The powers usually come in twos. So I have here five cards from the Zinner ESP deck.
What are the symbols on them?
Squiggly lines, circle, plus, circle, square.
You know you said circle. You did joke. You did circle twice.
Sorry, one of them is...
You forgot triangle.
Triangle?
No, there's no triangle.
There's no triangle. A circle, square, plus, squiggly lines. What am I missing?
In the sky?
Sun? Star.
Sun?
The sun's a star.
Yes.
Yes.
But the sun doesn't look like a star, does it?
Well,
cartoons.
Maybe. Far away. So, I'm going to pick
no
out one.
No star looks like a star.
Well, okay.
Is that a weird thing? Is this like weird
no,
discovery?
It's just twinkly. Stars are twinkly, and that's just the easy way to draw twinkly stars.
But they never look like that.
But they don't want to draw a cross, right? So that's the thing.
Let's get Phil Plait on the line.
Okay, so Dave, I'm going to put aside one card, and why don't you tell me what these cards are...
Among those, I'll tell you right now, there is a circle... No, wait.
So why don't you just tell me what this one is?
Well, that one is a star.
This is a star. So you're saying this is not a star?
This is the way we're doing it now is so unfair to our listeners.
I know. It's much more fun than the video
podcast.
I'm going
to go the original way.
Which for $3.99. Anyway, go on.
I'm doing the old style. Even though I prefer the more dramatic. We have to say that for video. When we do video, yeah, we're doing that, okay? What is this, Han? Tell me right now.
Circle. You're making a face. Oh, it's a circle!
He was correct. If he passed two more tests,
$1 million.
He is officially psychic, and we're applying for the James Randi Educational Foundation $1 million Challenge.
Which I'll use to become president of Canada.
.com.
Jeff Bezos. Oh, sorry. Plus. Oh, it was a square.
It was a square.
Why did you?
Even the way we do it now, like, we should be doing descriptive audio. I'm gonna say I'm holding one of the five symbols. I'm looking at it. Han is looking at me at the back of the card.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, for people at home,
a thousand apologies for all of our listeners.
This enables them to use their imaginations. They can guess or rather dream of what
we're going to retool this, get it more exciting for next episode, if there is one. And odds are not looking good. Oh, don't do that.
Dave, am I the only one? This is my second call.
Am I the only one?
No, it goes...
Am I, Han Hong, the only one in the world who has this opinion or thought?
The way it goes is, am I the only one?
The answer is yes, I think all the time.
Okay, my question is this.
The answer is yes, just a... spoiler alert!
Am I the only one who can't make new male
Who's?
Friends? New guy friends, new male human friends. I feel like it's so difficult.
Now, are you gay?
No.
Okay. Were you gay?
What? When?
Like in the past?
No.
Are you planning on being gay?
No.
Okay. You can't make, and you are.
I feel like I can make acquaintances.
You are beyond your youth, but you're not really. You're not quite middle age yet.
Not quite, almost.
Okay, getting there. But you've went through college. You went through the decade after college where you decide what's going on. You're at like normally wife and kids type, young kids type thing, right?
Normally.
Okay, because that's important on this question, right?
But I'm not. Yeah, exactly. I'm past all those. I don't have a wife. I guess I have a girlfriend. I don't have a wife. I don't have children.
Let's face facts. She's easy on the eyes.
I have a job and I have a home.
Okay.
But, so I feel like I...
It's a condo, not really.
I don't have a whole lot of hobbies, but...
No. Being annoying is a hobby, or...
I think it's a hobby now. We should check with the Olympic Committee, but...
You're kind of weird. I would class you under weird. Okay. Yeah. This is not a psychological evaluation of Han.
No, it's true.
I'll go back to your original question. Is it just you?
Am I the only one?
Are you the only one, or...
Well, I feel like I'm not the only one. I feel like there are people, but I feel like it's... is this...
So you're wondering,
what kind of phenomenon
do people
is this?
Like you, adults, straight adults, who are established, not really with wife and kids, but have a home... A girlfriend and, like, a career, right?
Sort of, yeah.
So they're going to hear that.
More of a careening, but...
Ouch.
Ooh.
Careening?
Nobody
and you
that.
Don't... You have trouble making male friends.
Well, it's not that...
New
here's
male,
the thing, it's
human.
Like, I'm not hanging out at bars, like, trying to meet guys, like, saying, hey, do you want to play video games sometime?
How many male friends do you think you have lower than the average dudes, male friends?
I don't know. Maybe...
How many do you have?
A handful.
So they're really small people.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're
like,
all Asian then, apparently.
Well, in terms of like how many, if I were to have a party, how many guy friends would I be like, yeah, I hope this guy can come. I would say
10?
Like maybe 10, yeah, something like that.
And are you in the market for more?
Well, I just feel like it feels weird that I haven't made new ones.
You know the series 8 is enough?
No, I just feel like there could be room for
this
more.
Is a bigger question of, like, when you are kind of an adult, are
Here's
you
the thing.
Still in friend-making mode?
I don't know. It's the thing. It's like, I've met other guys, and I'm like, that's a pretty cool guy. I wish I could hang out with him. But it's like, I don't know really know how to make that kind
without being gay. Yeah, isn't that the whole thing?
It's not that, yeah. It's like, you don't want to appear gay and not be gay, and I don't know. It's not even
just... You don't want to not be gay?
It's not even the gayness factor. It's just like, I don't want to be like this guy who's like, oh, I want to be your friend. Come on and play.
Well, the way you look and act, I don't think that's possible. You well, sounded like that.
That doesn't work?
Is there a hot guy at work you want to be friends with? Where is this leading to?
No, I'm just saying. It seems like a phenomenon.
I think the bigger question is, do you still make friends when you grow up? Like, is that still something you should be doing? Because you're right. Like, sometimes you're like, oh, that person seems like they'd be a cool friend, a new friend. But you're right. Like, but it's weird when you're an adult to... And it's non-sexual, like male, female, gay,
yeah,
straight.
Yeah, and actually this was covered in Louis C.K., or Louis, the show Louis.
Oh, that episode?
Yeah, where he's like, he wants to hang out with that guy, and he has like so much fun, but he doesn't want to make it gay.
That's like the funniest, like, 10-minute, like, no, it's not, I'm not, what I'm saying
no,
is...
No, I'm not either, it's just, it's not that, yeah. I just...
Yeah, that. First of all, should we just give a shout out to Louis C.K. and his excellent Louis show?
He's very funny. Did you see the recent?
Have we talked about it?
I don't think we have, but it is a very good show.
We both love
one of
Louis.
Best shows on TV.
Sorry, Bob, but we really like Louis.
Yeah, he's funny. His show is amazing. Yeah. It's better than anything on TV, pretty much.
It's. I don't know if we've talked about it probably, but like I think we did. It's so sad to me that the amazing, amazing, amazing little actresses who are his kids, his two daughters,
right,
are not actually his daughters.
They are perfect daughters for him.
I'm so sad. Like, I wish those were his real daughters. His acting, the whole show, the writing.
Those girls are so good.
So convincing. Like, that's his... In no other show, seriously, ever on TV, is it... It just feels like he's really their dad.
He does a real. They do. Everyone does a really good job on the show.
Oh wow!
It is a really good show. It blew my mind away.
Okay, yeah. We're changing the podcast name to We Love Louis C.K. Show.
I'll get started on the.
Wow! It is
logo.
So. And is there a season four? Like we've. Been
I assume
seasons.
There is. I don't know.
I hope there is.
But anyway, so yeah, he actually also covered this. Like, it's really difficult for grown men to make new grown men friends.
Yes.
So. I guess that's my only...
Even the gays, like a gay wants just a non-sexy gay friend, that's even harder, I think, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, wouldn't you know? Okay, so from the episode and what everyone knows, the answer is, it's not just you.
Okay, yay. Have you a segment to let us bite into?
Let's go through our old standbys, our little fillers. We call there's Nerd Alert and Bookie Look. But actually, I have a new word phrase. Do you have a new word?
No, I have my big skeptical topic blabber.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a moment. We're doing good on time, 33 minutes. You know the phrase upping the ante?
Upping the ante. That's a poker term.
Yeah, okay.
When you want
Well, it's not
to...
just poker. You can use it in life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but you're like...
It's like...
Increasing the stakes.
Up the ante and double these vodkas.
Yeah, make something riskier or more dangerous or...
Okay, so my new word phrase is upping the panty. Which is what you do...
I don't think you need to describe it.
It's when you want to talk your wife out of sex. You're upping the panty. What did you think it meant?
It sounds like you're trying to get something... You're trying to make sex happen.
No.
Upping panty?
You want to, like, she's, like, kind of lowering it. Her talk is like, do you want some of this? And you're like, no, let's bring these up.
Upping the panty.
The panty.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, she was, like, all over me last night. I had to up her panty. Up the panty? I don't know. I'm still working
What's
on
the
how
what? Okay.
Situational.
Upping the panty.
So my description is just talk your wife or girlfriend out of sex. Or convince your wife or girlfriend not tonight. You're upping the panty.
And under what conditions would you do this?
When you're not in the mood.
Oh, right, okay.
Probably because you just masturbated like 5-10 minutes ago. Like I did before the show.
Well.
You thought I was...
Some of us do it before and some...
Do it during.
During.
Okay, so we got that out of the way. Would you rather? Okay, so we got our like after Fakey Five, our award winners are Nerd Alert, Bookie Look, and Skeptical Blather. I have it in my society.
Oh, I love those. Why don't you do that? And then
I haven't had one in a while. You've done a few, right?
Yeah, I haven't done one.
Okay, so mine is very simple. You know bathrooms?
Oh, I ever.
You know public bathrooms?
You know, I already talked about public bathrooms, but okay.
No, but this is... I know. It's not... In my society, every public bathroom...
Okay.
And I'm talking about, like, ones that are for multiple people. There's stalls. There's a bunch of urinals.
Right. It's sinks. Yeah, okay.
Like, most public bathrooms...
It's multiple... use at a time.
Yeah.
It's...
Every public bathroom has to, by law, in my society, have a nearby, if not next door, private bathroom. So, like, a urinal, a toilet, and a sink.
With a door, full private bathroom.
With a door that you lock.
Uh-huh.
And it can be pay. Up to $20 per use. So... It's basically like two-tiered healthcare. Like, you can use the regular bathroom, which we've had for decades and centuries, and it's been fine. But if you just don't like other people around or having to deal with other people's filth, here's the thing. Because you have to pay by credit card, right? If you leave a disgusting mess, I don't know if it's going to be through robots or just staff that comes and checks. There's a huge fine. Like, you have to keep it clean for the next person. Okay?
Whoa. So you're saying that you're responsible for cleaning the bathroom in the pay bathroom?
Only your own mess. If you pee on the floor, take a little paper and clean that up.
Okay, so you're paying for the ability to use the
bathroom. No, there's no cleaners who come in, like, every day and maybe multiple times a day.
There are cleaners presumably to do both. The public and the...
Yeah, whatever. The point is, you don't have to clean other people's mess, ever. Only your own...
I get it.
And the people who use this care about bathrooms, and they won't, like, reluctantly. They'll gladly clean up their own problems.
Or it could be some jerk who goes in there, leaves a mess, and said, I paid $10 for it, and then leaves.
Oh, if he makes a mess, he's going to be charged $400.
Well, how is that going to be known?
What?
How is that going to be known?
There could be cameras.
Like, cameras in the bathroom?
No, when you leave, okay?
It's going to do a video surveillance, it'll take a before and after pic.
Yeah, there's a slot, it's all automated, you put in a credit card. This is the future of bathrooms.
Well, here's the thing. Last year I went to Germany, and in Germany...
Was there anything else supposed to do around that time last year?
No, Tam, and you want to bring that up again now? No. I was in Germany, and
actually, I might
first
not be able to go to Tam next year.
Okay, I wasn't going to go to Tam.
What?
What?
I might not be able to go next year.
Oh.
Because...
What about Nexus?
Apparently I'm going to... You want to go to Nexus?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
New York.
Good, we're done. Settled, we're going?
Yes.
It's on cam?
Yeah.
I might be going to Portugal around that time for a wedding. We don't know yet, but it might...
Portugal wedding.
Okay, okay, go on. Not for my own wedding.
But. In Berlin, after we got out of the train station, not the airport, but the train station, they had they only have pay bathrooms. And the pay bathrooms are...
Private?
They're not private, but here's the thing. To enter the... So it's like a bathroom here where there's many stalls, and there's many urinals, and there's many sinks and whatever. It's all like one area, and they're... You know, the stalls will have doors or whatever. But to get into that area, you have to pay. And it's like a bar door. Like, you can't, like, jump in, like, kind of thing. It's, like, it's secure. So you pay, and it's only, like, I think it's, like, 50 cents or maybe a dollar. It's pretty cheap. But there are cleaners constantly, like, there's an attendant who just cleans up after things. So it's always clean. And... Anyone can use it, as long as you pay.
Well, that's the beauty of my system, is that you don't need really the cleaners, because there's huge penalties for not cleaning. But, again...
This one is more practical, because, like, in yours, it's like you have this system, and there's cameras, And it's also a separate bathroom, which is not necessarily feasible all the time.
It could charge $20.
And
for
also,
poo.
Imagine this: like, yeah, someone's in there taking a fine and dandy hour-long poo, and you're like, "I have to use the public bathroom now."
Yes. Every public bathroom has this, so you can maybe go to a nearby.
I'm just saying, I like the German system, or at least the Berlin system they had at the train station.
So if you have no money, you're shitting on the floor. That's a
well,
Berlin system.
You should be going, yeah. But the thing is, it's like it's so cheap. It's like less than a bus fare. And when I the bathrooms there were like spotless, of course, and it's super clean. It was a joy to use. Although it wasn't a joy to get changed, because of course you come fresh off the plane, and we didn't have any coins. So all we had were bills, and they didn't have a change machine.
Did you poo in her purse? Tell me right now.
No, what happened was some nice strangers just gave us the cash we needed, or I should say the coins we needed to get in.
Did they request a watch?
No.
Was there male and female versions of these things?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What were we talking about? Oh, my society.
Yeah.
Han.
So your society is essentially German society.
What was I going to say? Do you have a Bookie Looker Nerd Alert?
I kind of have a Nerd Alert. I was going to talk about...
Don't say it yet. You have one.
Have one.
Time to hate?
No.
Okay. It's time for your... Let's go to the skeptical blather that you've been waiting for.
And so you're coaching the show.
Well... I have, like, lame-o little things for those, whatever.
Well, my skeptical top of lather...
This is now called The Meat of the Podcast.
Skeptical topic blabber or blather?
Blather.
Blather. Like,
I'm
bother...
Come back in a second.
Where... What do you... I'm going to refresh. Okay. So, I guess I'm just talking about myself. Well... Here's the thing. It's like I feel like you're going to chime in any second and you're going to regret taking your headset off. But anyway, my skeptical topic blather is about GMOs or...
It's just skeptical blather.
What?
Not skeptical topic blather.
Oh, right. Where'd that come from? Maybe a skeptical tropic blather? it's about GMOs or rather the anti-GMO movement, which is like I feel like it's so weird that people are like so anti-genetic modified organism or anti-genetically modified foods or frankenfoods or whatever. I mean, I'm not sure that people understand that GMOs are like not necessarily good or bad. It's just a technology. And it's not just because they insert genes or manipulate genes of plants or stuff doesn't inherently make those things bad. Like, I can understand having, like, beefs against corporations such as Monsanto for, like, having terminal crops or those other, what are they called, zero-something seeds. Anyway.
Zero-punctuation seeds?
Yeah, there's, like, zero-punctuation. it's like...
Let me weigh in for a second. Yeah, I don't know why... Like, first of all, like, there's a lot of people who immediately hate GMOs. There's so much against it. But who are these people? Are they conspiracy people? Yeah, like, part of them are.
Sure, some of them
like,
are.
Any conspiracy nutter, like Alex Jones fan...
Well, I don't name names. I don't know what names mean.
Alex Jones, I love him to death. No, I love his show. I listen to it every day. It's very entertaining.
He's the Coast to Coast.
No.
He's Star Jones.
He's Star Jones' son. And she ate him one day, and it was terrible. No, he's a right-wing, quote, conspiracy theorist. I think I mentioned this before. He has a radio show and a nightly
news show. What's
it called,
though?
The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but his followers are very much... So I think conspiracy nutters, or just semi-conspiracy people, are automatically kind of against GMOs. But, like, who else? Are, like, religious people? Like, who's...
Well, I feel like it's people who are... certain types or
there's
certain,
a lot of people, right?
Yeah, certain factions of environmentalists who feel that you shouldn't interfere with the environment and with plants.
And then I guess religious people say you shouldn't interfere with God's genetics, right?
Maybe. I have to admittedly say that I haven't heard of that kind of argument from the religious side.
No. Maybe definitely, is. Between stem cell research and GMOs, it's like, we can't play God.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So there's, I think, religious nutters.
Can't play God, because, yeah.
But I didn't know, I thought real smart environmental people would be for it, like...
Yeah, I think they are. I think people who are concerned with how are we going to feed people, and
exactly.
How are we going to, like, deal with...
Solve, like, not world hunger, but just food production...
Issues.
Political issues, yeah.
So my thing is, like, GMO is, like, it's a technology.
Did you see what it stood for already, exactly?
Genetically modified organism. But all, I'm kind of lumping all these things together.
I thought it was orgasm. Organism? That was the lamest, childish joke.
You can't...
Some people are really excited about it.
Let's see, what else was I saying? Like... A lot of foods we eat already are GMO, I guess.
Exactly. Well, some of the ingredients kind of are.
And if you, yeah, and kind of the things, like a lot of foods we have, the technology that goes into GMO or GE foods or whatever, genetically enhanced, whatever they call it.
Engineered. I think
let's just say GMO from now on, and we'll just lump it all together.
Let's call it Gitmo.
Gitmo. GMOs, like, those technologies are what gave us the things we have today, like the modern tomato and the modern carrot, and those...
I only eat ancient carrots, just to be honest.
Yeah, I love those ancient grains.
Should we start over? Or
yeah,
is it too
start
late?
Over. Okay, right about now.
Dave.
yeah, so, I mean...
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, hold on, let's take a break for 1 second. This is a good,
skeptical bladder.
Why, seriously, why would anyone listen to this podcast? Seriously.
It's not entertaining.
It's so boring. There's some comedy where
there's a lot of breathing into the mic.
I think I used to berate you and yell at you more in earlier episodes.
Possibly.
The only thing I do now a lot is just interrupt you, right? And I'm a super interrupter in life, too, right?
Super interrupter.
Part of Asperger's syndrome, I just want to... I have to say my thing before, like, it's...
Well, you always want everything to be correct.
Well, no, I don't mean that, but I mean... I interrupt because I don't care about when you're supposed to have, like, a dialogue where one person talks, another person talks. I'm talking now. I don't care. Is that just being an asshole, or... Is that,
I don't know.
Anyways...
Well, I feel like it's like I said, you want to say that you want to comment on the things being said.
Yeah, do we really have to take a hard look at this podcast?
Sorry,
and decide like how to make it actually good.
We could have people who are interesting on it.
What do you mean, guests?
No, I just mean
replace us.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like we really well. We have no listeners to offend or annoy right now. But obviously, in the future, when we get new listeners, they're going to go back to these ones. Like, if we make an amazing show by 50th episode, they're going to go back and hear this shit.
Well, the thing is...
But
like,
I guess they'll just be like, ooh, that's when it was... Those were the shitty days.
Well, this podcast originally is our own shoot-the-shit stuff.
Right.
We just want to do this. It's fun for
but we
us.
Was it irresponsible for us to put it on iTunes then?
Well, who cares? Why?
Well, we're saying world, listen to us, but...
No, we're not saying that, obviously.
Yes, we are. Why would you put it on iTunes? If it was our own little shoot the shit, we would just keep it on our little website.
Okay. No, well, I guess... yeah, we have to step it up a notch. We have to up the panty.
What?
We have to up the panty.
So we're not going to have sex tonight?
Oh, darn.
We're not a gay couple, just in case you haven't heard from episode one. Well, you know, you have a girlfriend, and I have a parrot.
Yep.
So
anyway, to get back
I'm in a very satisfying long-term relationship. Sorry, ladies and gents.
Getting back to GMOs, I just feel like...
Hold on, how can we just stop the most important thing we've ever discussed? on this podcast.
Oh, am I? Okay. I thought
so. We're gonna.
We're trying to step it up. This is all practice.
What?
This is all practice.
You're right. This is all practice. Like, we're waiting for people to get. We're waiting for feedback. Aren't we?
Feedback?
Well, we're really hungry and waiting for anyone to send us bags of feed. Aren't we? No, in all honesty, in all seriousness, we're waiting for anyone to give us any direction. We want people to yell at us so we can do the opposite, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, we are having fun.
We're having fun, but we can have fun and give other people more fun or better stuff. Like, no matter what they want, I think we can have fun doing it.
True that.
So this is a shout-out to all of our listeners, which may be zero.
Shout-out.
To give us feedback. Send us emails to dave@thedaveandhanshow.com and Han.
Feedback and feedback.
Han is, by the way, spelled H-W-A-N, as none of you guessed. Han@thedaveandhanshow.com. Or just call us. Han's phone number is 416-555-5555.
I changed it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Anyways, GMO, go back.
Oh, back to GMOs.
You're doing the notes, you're going to put in, like, you got to insert something in the middle of the GMO.
Of course I got to mention this.
Okay, go on.
Yep. Can I continue?
Yes.
I guess the only thing I was going to say is that GMOs, it's only a technology, and the technology itself is not inherently evil.
We're good. Okay.
Or bad. It's obviously, it's a question of how it's used, and if it's used responsibly. And I think most people in the field or in the science agree that it's a huge beneficial tool that humanity needs. And to simply color all GMOs as bad is foolish and irresponsible.
Okay.
I mean, I guess the other side of the coin is, like, yeah, some people or some companies, I should say, are using GMOs perhaps in an immoral manner. But
what's one of them?
Well, like I said, Terminator seeds, like forcing farmers to buy.
Oh, I totally wasn't paying any attention to that. Terminator seeds?
These are seeds that yield crops, and then you can't use them again because those seeds don't produce more. So you're forced to buy seeds every year as opposed to normal plants.
That's an application of GMO, but probably not in the spirit of GMO.
Well, it's not useful except for, I guess, a capitalist motive.
Okay, so there are bad GMO. But that's not, when people are like scared and against GMO, that's not what they're like, that's not the type of thing that they're concerned about.
But that is brought up, and I feel like those kind of concerns are a legitimate concern. Yeah.
But I think the conspiracy person is not worried about that.
They're concerned that we're putting fish genes
in. No, they're saying they're putting cancer. They're literally saying they're putting cancer in rice. That's what they're thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're not. Although we're being paid by big GMO.
And big
uppercase
cancer.
Uppercase G, uppercase M, but lowercase O for some reason. I never understood that.
Gitmo, I think it stands for.
Okay.
And that's my skeptical
blather. We just blathered. Okay, so bookie look.
Oh, another book. Man, you're on a bookie
rook. I have a good book I want to talk about.
Another good book. It seems like you only read good books.
No, actually, I'm on a good streak. I just remembered, so last podcast, I was talking about The English Girl by Daniel Silva, and I finished it, and it was pretty good. I would recommend it. It's a spy thing.
One of the top 10 this year?
Well, I don't think I've read that many. I haven't read that many.
Oh.
It was a thumbs up.
Okay.
Thumbs up, okay. But now I'm reading a book I'm really liking. Way more than, I'm really enjoying this book. This is definitely a book I don't want to put down. And actually, I think the only other book this year
I
read.
Maru Harakami? Or Harakuruba?
Yeah, the IQ 84.
The new one?
What new one? Is there a newer one?
Yeah, he just came out with a new book.
It's not 1Q84?
No.
What? Okay, the podcast...
You know this? I don't know if it's translated into English yet.
But. Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of them aren't yet. But it's something to consider, right? You remind me after this podcast. Anyways, actually, I should...
What are you doing?
No,
why don't you talk about your book?
No, I am. I just got to get the author's name. Hold on.
Oh, my
God.
This
is a little, like...
You're risking, like, podcast issues, and you're, like...
No, everything's fine. I'm just looking things up.
You're live Googling. Okay, right
don't
now,
look at my
David
screen, by the way.
David is
I have to
typing
sneeze.
G... Oh, bless you.
Don't look at my screen.
God, so... Okay.
What?
I don't
second.
Want to look?
Just fill our time for 20 seconds.
Well, I guess I wanted to do another segment. Can I do a mini segment?
No, because I'm done. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Let's just check.
And we're back.
No, we were always
Over
here.
Over to you, Dave.
Everything's fine. Okay. The name of this book is called Cuckoo's Calling. Okay. And it's written by Robert Galbraith. Okay. And
sounds familiar.
It was published in some year, probably 2009-ish or something. Okay? And it's a murder mystery. Okay?
Okay.
And I really like it. Now, here's the twist. You ready for this?
Yes.
Some of our listeners have already figured out they're shutting out the surprise. The murderer... No, I'm joking. This book was actually written by J.K. Rowling, who did the Harry Potter series.
Oh.
It was her pen name.
So,
she
did you
called
read this
pen.
Knowing this?
What?
Did you
yes.
Read it? Oh,
okay.
So you already knew it was
yeah,
J.K.
Yeah, so in June of this year, what it was, or in
Someone
August,
revealed it. It was,
it was revealed that was a book she wrote under pen name. So it's a murder mystery. I guess, I don't know... If how many other books she's written under pen names or whatever. She wrote her first adult book last year or this year. It's called something about vacancy. It's about something political or election, some sort of story. It was her first adult book.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I guess I can look up the rating, but I don't think it was that much of a hit. It was officially by her name,
so
J.K. Rowling. I didn't
it.
Read it. I wasn't interested in it, really. I haven't read it. I don't think it was a big sensation or anything. It was kind of... This could be totally wrong, but I should have done more research, but I think it was kind of a bomb, kind of, with reviews and sales.
Right, because okay. People expected something from the Harry Potter.
Yeah, this movie. Was like, let's get to adults, and then it was something... But this Cuckoo's Calling is... Such a good book. I'm at 80%, like on my Kindle. So I'm almost like you know I've read most of it. I really can't put it down. I always want to read it. It's a very good mystery. I don't know who done it. I love like the characters are so like the detective in it is like a flawed. Oh my God! It's just such a character you like and root for.
Okay, so you read a lot of mysteries. How do you rate this to like Stephen King or
Stephen King doesn't write mysteries.
He doesn't write mysteries.
This is maybe my top mystery novel of all time.
Wow!
I just
what's it called again?
Cuckoo's Calling. Cuckoo's Calling. That Cuckoo's Calling. See, I don't know what it's called.
Cuckoo's Calling too.
The characters are like this detective and his secretary and how they initially started working together. It's just, I love it. It's so good.
Okay.
Actually, and just what, this is
I'll
like...
I'll give it a try.
The, in a lot of mysteries, this was another thing I like about this book a lot that the other mysteries don't have. When like the police, in this case, or the private investigator, the PI, the Dick...
Where's this story set?
In London, England.
Like modern day times?
Yep.
Okay.
There's a lot of internet, Google searching and stuff. In every other mystery book I've ever read, when someone's being interviewed, they kind of only, they have like a little part of the interview. like a few pages. Like, interview never is really long. It's just like kind of here's the gist, here's the important part, and then later they'll summarize some other parts.
Right.
In this one, there's like long interviews, long question and answers that span like, you know, 30, 40 pages.
Wow.
You know, like maybe not that
much.
So
you're there.
At least Kindle pages. They're definitely longer and more satisfying than almost every other book, mystery book. And that's just a big thing I've noticed. And then I like this a lot where, like, at about halfway through, like some books do this, and I like, at about halfway through, should I check if this is still recording? Han, say something. Okay. Halfway through, the guy who's trying to solve the crime kind of says, like, indicates that he figured it out. Mm-hmm. But he needs some more just little pieces to put all the pieces, like, you know, little tidbits to put the pieces
right,
away.
Right, he's pulling a little Columbo.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a little Columbo.
One thing I want to
yeah,
ask.
And I like that. And this book apparently has that, because, like, he's apparently figured it out, but we haven't yet. And I just love it. I'm so much enjoying this book. I'm so impressed with, like, everything, the writing, the characters, the mystery part, the plot developments,
you're
the flow.
You're genuinely excited about
this book. I'm gay for this book.
Wow.
Like, JK, you've done it. And I hope, like, well, Amazon has solid four stars out of five. I hope there's more on this series. Mm. I want to read more.
So it's only rated 4 stars on Amazon?
I think it was 4.5 when I first looked at it. But it's... Still, solid 4 is good. You can't complain about a 4.
Oh, okay.
Especially with something book with a like, controversial little like this, like it's, you know, the pseudonym and whatever, Harry Potter. Like you get
so
like,
you think
people just
the
like,
rating went down after people found out it was J.K. Rowling?
No, this was the rating was when it was.
Okay.
I don't know what it was like before the announcement. That's interesting. I never know, but I just love it.
Nice.
I want to kick you out right now so I can finish your book.
Well, you're going to get
anyways.
That chance soon.
So, super thumbs up for...
Cuckoo's Calling.
Cuckoo's Calling by actually J.K. Rowling.
Starring John Travolta.
Yeah, John Travolta as the kid. Okay. 1 hour and 1 minute already.
Hmm.
What do we have left?
A nerd parting alert? Thought. If you have a nerd alert...
Time to hate.
I have nerd alerts. I can do... Or parting thought.
Well, we're an hour, so let's just should we just go to parting thought? Should we
well,
end this on a nice?
Nerd alert.
I had such a passionate bookie look.
Okay,
let's just end it.
All right,
we're at an hour.
You can do your parting thought.
Yes, because yours are gonna be shit. I mean, mine's shit, and yours gonna be good.
Mine's
because you put thought in the parting thought. I just should do this in, like a weird joke normally.
Okay, what's your weird joke?
Here's my weird joke / parting thought. Respect your elders, because one day you yourself may need to borrow money.
Nice one. That is thoughtful.
And so
and
true.
So true. Very. It's good advice for the young.
Mm-hmm.
For the young'uns.
Yep.
My parting thought, which I will say now, was borrowed from David, who was passed on to me. But to him, it
Hold
was
on.
Passed.
Who's passed on?
No, you didn't pass on. Did you pass on? Wait, did you pass on?
Did you just do a sniff?
Yeah.
That was the weirdest thing you've ever done in this podcast.
Okay, well...
in 24 episodes.
Was passed to you by...
Hold on, I'm Dave, not David. We don't call me David in this.
Passed on to Dave by some dude.
What?
Anyway, the thought is this. When you're faced with a decision, go with the option... This sounds wrong, but
well, I see where this is going.
Go with the option that you haven't tried yet. Essentially, it's like often you'll think, "Why should I?" Like,
if let's name the original source. This is loosely based on George Rabb.
George Rabb, yeah.
Okay,
and the whole idea is like, you know, well, he had an anecdote about him like
in New York City.
He got invited to go out, and he was like, "I'm feeling tired. I'm not really interested in that crowd or those people or whatever." Or at least this is how I interpret the story. But he went and he had a great time, and it's like, you know, when you have a chance to like try something, you should just do it. Like, because it'll be a new adventure. Like, what's life about exactly, other than trying new things? And Like, this is something I'm totally guilty of. Like, someone will ask me, hey, you want to come to so-and-so thing?
And super guilty. If I
yeah. And I'll be like, I don't know. Like, who's going to be there? And, like, what am I going to do? And who will I know? And
it's windy.
Yeah, exactly. All these things. And then, but all, you should just go. And, like, you don't know. You'll just talk it down. But you actually don't know what it's going to be like,
exactly.
Actually. You can cognitive dissonance your way out of it, but you don't know.
And let's just give a shout-out to George Harab and his podcast, the one and only Geologic Podcast.
Oh, Geologic, right.
It's a one-man comedy show.
It's about rocks.
Fun and information.
Geography?
Stop it. And interesting stories like the one you botched and others.
Yep.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming. We need a slogan, an ending slogan, which we'll work on for the next one. Good night.
Bye.
The end. Part 2.